Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Commanders rookies have shown up at camp, training camp, practice number one, set for Wednesday. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. We were talking about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels based on Booger McFarland's comments earlier in the show. I wanted to talk what gives you confidence, what makes you nervous about Jaden Daniels as a rookie. So, Danny, why don't you go first? I'll tee you up on what makes you the most confident that Daniels can have a big rookie season.
It is the understanding of what got him here, right? Like, this is a guy, I've talked about this a bunch, who was a pretty highly touted recruit, went to Arizona State and was fine, just okay. Transferred to LSU, got into this much bigger pond, and catapulted himself into this Heisman Trophy and the second overall pick by a relentless work ethic that wasn't just for Instagram occasionally, wasn't just for show, wasn't that, you know, fake workout stuff. It was the real deal, and it didn't stop. It was a constant effort and grind that got him here, and he's continued that. It's not like, well, I got drafted. I'm the Heisman Trophy when I've arrived. Now let's do the Tonight Show and let me be a celebrity. This is a person that understands that half the work, you know, it's in the rearview mirror, and now to actually be really good, you've got to apply yourself maybe more than you ever have, because this transition has claimed a lot of quarterbacks that came in as highly touted as you are, if not more so. So that, to me, is what gives him the most confidence, is his approach, knowing that it's not going to be because he didn't study as hard or didn't do everything he possibly could. You feel comfortable. You can go to bed at night, and I'll take my chances with a guy like that.
So I'll write this in pencil rather than Sharpie, because I just don't know for myself with my own eyes. But it does seem like all the reporting on Daniels is that he's working his butt off.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's doing all of those little things that you need to do to succeed. And if that is the case, then I have a really good feeling about his rookie season. Because having success initially is actually easier than having success long term. Or after the adjustments get made, adjusting yourself. You know, we've seen it with so many guys, as you were just alluding to, where they can hit the ground making plays like Griffin did, because you can kind of LSU-proof your offense a little bit. Turn it into something like what you saw in Baton Rouge when I went and saw Jaden Daniels in person a couple seasons ago, or for people that saw him as a Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback last year. 40 touchdowns, 4 picks, that gives me confidence. He's made really good decisions against some really good defenses with pro prospects. Didn't turn the ball over very much. But it's more the intangible stuff that it seems like he's checking the necessary boxes that young quarterbacks don't always early on, that he's focusing on the right things, that he's not out partying and living his best life because he made it, that he's actually putting in the work to make sure he thrives. That gives me hope, confidence that he can be really good. The other thing is, I am going to LSU-proof the offense. I am going to blend college and pro football. It is going to look a lot like a Saturday offense on a Sunday if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, and that way I know he can run what I want him to run. We're going to run a lot of the same concepts and principles. Won't be as watered down, or to quote Logan Paulson, who studied the film and knows more about, you know, football film than anybody I know. He talked about the LSU offense being one of the most simplistic from a passing standpoint he'd ever seen before. And that worried me a little bit. Talked about it. Was it Brian Thomas? I think he said he ran like 3 different routes, basically. like the whole season, something like that on his route tree. So while that's a little bit alarming and scary, like if I make my offense more like his, well, there's a little less growing up to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it might take longer for him to develop. This is what the Shanahans decided with Griffin. He wanted, throw it all at me right now. I want to be Aaron Rodgers. And they're going, we're going to break it off little by little and give it 2 or 3 years and you're going to be where we need you to be. I think that's the way to do it. I think that's hopefully what Kingsbury will do. And if you do it that way, you're going to have a playmaking, game-breaking quarterback as a rusher who could go run for 80, 90, 100 yards every now and then, who can also make all the throws. And that would make me think he's going to play really well.
Like, it, I echo a lot of that. I mean, to me, there's that balance, right, where eventually you've got to, A, keep on one side what makes you special, right? You don't want to say never run because that's wrong. You don't want to say run every time because that's wrong. It's that balance, right? There's going to be some times where, and this will go into the thing I have doubts about or I'm concerned about here in a second, but part of that is, we talked about it with Sam Howell last year too, that playmaker gene, where you still think the play's alive, maybe when it looks like it's almost dead. And sometimes you'll take maybe more sacks than your average bear. Sometimes you'll take a hit that you probably shouldn't, or you'll force the ball in traffic when maybe you shouldn't. It leads to some incredible moments, right? Some of the best plays in NFL history are these off-schedule, kind of like miraculous Brett Favre and Pat Mahomes type stuff, where it comes from athletic arrogance, where you believe that it's going to be great because you're a great playmaker. How do you keep that, but also say, hey, man, this one's dead. Let's maybe not take the headshot on the sideline and throw it away. Or, you know, sometimes, hey, there's nothing here. Put it where only receiver can catch it. It's either incomplete or it's, you know, a miraculous play. Those things come from growth, and it's a really difficult balance to walk. And so we're talking about doing that maybe by and large with an offense where you eventually want the next, you know, 10 coaches over the course of this guy's career that he's going to deal with, both position, offensive coordinator, head coach, or otherwise, he'll be able to thrive in any system, not just what he ran at LSU that time. So you want to give it to him and let him grow, but at the same time, give him some success early. And that balance is hard. The thing that makes me nervous, I just touched on it, it's the hits. The hits that he takes as a longer, leaner kind of player and athlete who's so fluid and incredible, and he's explosive and he runs so fast, even on scrambles. Some of those highlights at the end of like a 45-yard run, he's getting sandwiched and folded and legs taken out and heads going one way and the back's going one way and knees and joints are flying in the air. The hits that this guy has taken terrify me. That's the thing I'm most afraid of.
Yeah, I mean, this is well documented if you listen to the show before the draft with some of my reservations and the reason on my big board, which doesn't matter a whole lot, was Drake May over Jaden Daniels. It's the frame. You know, how skinny he is. And you want to say hits, that's fine. Maybe he can avoid those. But you're going to be in the pocket. You're going to get fallen on. You're going to get rolled up on. There's going to be a big, fat defensive tackle who drives you into the ground and lands on you, you know, sideways like you're a sideways sleeper on your side. And you know, your shoulders are going to get caved in on by a 300-plus pound dude. And I'm hoping, you know, his body can withstand that. You talked about the sack rate, so I don't need to go too deep into pressure to sack and the issues he had collegiately. Leaving clean pockets was something he did too often. Running around is great. It needs to be the minor, not the major. You minor in that, you major in throwing the football. And he was exceptional when he threw the football. He didn't throw to the middle of the field a whole lot. So that would be my kind of one curiosity with the much more complicated asks of him. Deciphering things in this offense is going to be throwing to the middle of the field, getting the ball out, and not leaving clean pockets are some of my nerves. But we want to hear what you guys think. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll hit the phones on this next. What gives you the most confidence about Jaden Daniels having a big season, and what makes you the most nervous about him? You're listening to The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.